Hello and welcome to an all new episode of the Not Safe for Work podcast. We are back on this lovely Friday evening.
Good day.
Deja just woke up from a nap, y'all.
I'm ready.
And she also has another drink. Not in her hand this time, but it's on the table.
I need it. I got it. I need one to get through this. Otherwise, I'm going to go back to sleep.
Oh, Lord. She going to pass out later. Ma'am. Anyway, how was your week?
My week has been good. Same old, same old. Can't think of anything that's worthwhile talking about other than me getting my hair done. But
Deja got the natural today, y'all. I've seen Deja rock her natural hair
once, probably.
Three times since I've known you.
Three times?
Yeah, three.
What three times were those?
There was the one time where you had a twist out. Mm-hmm. Then you wore it straight. And now,
I haven't had my hair straight.
You did when we worked at our old company. You did walk in with just your hair straightened. It was grown. It had grown too. Yeah,
just my hair straight.
Yeah, like you had it pressed out. It was nice. I said, "Oh, look at you with the natural." You was like, "It won't be here for long." And that was the end of it.
I don't even remember that.
Yeah,
I didn't think I had straightened it at all. And
it was a while ago. Long while ago at this point. But yeah,
I am gonna press it out this fall though. Just to see how long it is.
I haven't done that to my hair.
I'm going to this guy. He does really good with like presses and colors. And so I'm going to go to him and have him trim it and then just press it out. Because I need a really good trim.
Yeah.
A really good trim. Yeah.
I know that struggle.
But yeah, I'll have this for a solid 6 days. I get my hair rebraided on Thursday.
Okay.
And look, I ain't going nowhere, so I don't even know when I'll take this twist out.
Are you even going to take them out?
Yeah, I will, just to see, but it may be Tuesday.
Just to see? Oh, you might like it.
Oh, I'm sure I'll like it.
Okay.
But I can't do this myself, so.
It's not that hard once you get the hang of it.
Once you get the hang of it.
I'm just saying, like, when I do twist outs a lot, I will flat twist the front. Or like the sides or something, just to get it to fall the way I want. Mm-hmm. Like if I flat twist the front, that's when I get like a nice circular thing going. If I just twist them all, then it's all over the place. Mm-hmm. Just depends on how you twist it.
Yeah, I don't know how to do anything to the scalp, so there's that.
What do you mean do anything to the
like
scalp?
Like a flat twist, I don't know how to do that.
Oh, that's easy. I can show you that.
You think?
Deja, I promise you, that is probably the easiest style to learn. I promise you. Can you just regular twist?
Yeah.
Then trust me, you can flat twist. It's the same thing.
Child, my fingers don't do well with hair.
Oh, Jesus.
Or anything really small and intricate, for that matter.
Okay. I think you'll be fine, though. I really do. It's not hard at all. I promise.
Don't worry. You don't have to show me anytime soon.
I know. Not until Deja pops out a kid that needs her hair done. And then, Kirsten.
Tyrell can do it.
Yeah, that too. That's going to be fun.
Do the baby's hair. Oh, have my baby rocking around here looking crazy.
Ma'am.
Can you please do his or her hair?
Oh, Lord. I've been having to show Marlon how to do hair. He helped me take my braids out. That was so funny. That poor man. He was like, my fingertips hurt.
Yes.
I said, oh.
Yes.
I said, your fingertips hurt. He was like, yes. Like, I don't have no nails. Like, picking, it hurts.
Oh, my gosh. All right. I said, okay. My hands hurt from the comb.
Yeah. Well, he was using the comb, but
I was. Comb it out, yeah. I'm like pressing.
Yeah.
This, my right hand. I press against the comb as I'm, and by the end of the night, that thumb is sore.
Yeah. Well, he was.
It's still a little red from last night. Look at it. See it? This one's a little red.
Yes, I see it. Mm-hmm. I was. Y'all. No, I was trying to tell him because he was like unraveling and combing it. I said, don't comb it. I said, just unravel, babe. I said, if you just grab two pieces and pull, it'll kind of unravel. And then you move up a little and pull. That's all you got to do. Girl, he was like, here's some, my fingertips hurt. And I was trying to tell him. And then he was trying to, like, I said, well, I don't comb. I don't use a comb to untangle my hair. I just use my fingers.
Oh, my.
So, for me, I was like, oh, that's all you got to do? He was like, well, what's this? I said, it's grease.
It's dirt.
It's everything. A mix of
maybe
everything.
I like dirt. It's everything that's compounded in the last, like, however many months,
right,
I've had these.
He was like, well, how do you get it out? I said, oh, that's easy. And I just pulled it apart. And he was like, Nah.
You don't comb yours?
No, I just use my hands.
Oh, no.
I don't have to. Like, I'm used to it. It doesn't hurt at all. Like, I literally will undo it, take my hand, take my two fingers, and just pull it, and then just pull like this, and then it's done.
No, I like sticking that comb in there and getting that comb working
out. I'll use a big comb. Pulling all the gunk out. I'll use a big comb to, like, after I do everything, I'll use a big comb to do it, and then... if I notice like some spots, I'll use the smaller comb, but I hate using the smaller comb in my hair. Hate it.
I use a small comb on all, not on every braid I take out, but every like 1 to 4 braids. And then I'll small comb that section out.
I rarely use a comb. I don't use a comb for damn near anything at this point.
Oh my.
I don't use a comb to do my
last night. That my shit is thick.
Mine is too.
Yours is thick, but my hair is super thick.
I was about to say, you have seen my hair.
My hair is super thick. Stylist and my hair braider, everybody be like,
you got a lot of hair.
Thickest fucking hair. Thick.
Ma'am.
Thicker than a brick. I don't know.
So I can't. But I don't use, I rarely use a comb. I don't do none of that.
Tyrell was like, you're almost done, babe.
Oh,
I was
encouragement. Like, shit. Encouragement. Yeah, no, I haven't used the comb in forever to do my hair. Only time I'll do it is if, like, before I go get it braided, I'll blow dry it and then comb it just to make sure I got everything. That's it. But twisting it, all that shit, I don't use a comb. I don't got time for that. I don't care about parts being nice and shit. It's coming back out. I don't give a damn. I don't care what my scalp look like. Just.
Oh, Lord.
I don't need a comb.
Oh, Lord.
But my hair be thick as shit. As many a times a piece of hair done got up under a nail, I'd be like, oh. That's when it annoys me.
Oh, no.
Call him later. Anywho.
How's your week been?
Oh, my week has been chill.
Happy
anniversary. Thank you.
Do you know?
Hold on. Yes. So. Sorry, y'all. Yeah, my week has been chill. I haven't done any. I haven't really done anything.
Have I?
My anniversary was on Thursday. I took off Thursday and today, so that's been fun. that's about it. I mean, yesterday was chill. We didn't really do much. He bought me some AirPod.
I was like, what's the AirPod?
AirPod Pros.
Okay.
Yeah, which I enjoy because I was having an issue with the regular ones that I have. When I ride my bike, the strap would always catch the little piece at the bottom, like because they're longer than the AirPod Pros.
The original ones on them
on my helmet.
Oh, I was confused. I was like, I didn't know they had straps.
No. Straps on my helmet when I ride my bike a lot would catch onto the AirPod, the regular AirPod. So when I turn my head, it would start knock pulling. It out. And I hate riding a bike and then having to keep pushing them back in and adjusting.
You're not supposed to be riding a bike with headphones.
Why?
It's dangerous. Why? You need to be able to hear everything going hear on everything. Around you.
I can still hear. Mm-hmm. I don't have the music up that damn loud.
Okay.
I don't have the one. Now the ones I have now are noise canceling, but see? I don't plan to use them.
That's first why people weren't. Put the speakers on their bikes.
I know that, but I can still hear. Okay. I don't keep my music up loud at all.
All right. Y'all stay tuned for the next bike exercise. exercise accident. Except for this time, it's going to be Kirsten hitting something or somebody hitting her.
Y'all, I always keep it, like, I didn't like the AirPod, the regular AirPods. They picked up too much wind noise. That's what used to drive me nuts.
Because you're not supposed to have them when you're on this moving vehicle.
No, it's not a vehicle.
When you're on this moving object.
I'll take object. Anywho, like I said, y'all, I can still hear. I can still hear.
Not to the best of your ability.
I don't turn my music up that loud.
Never mind.
I keep my music reasonable level where I can hear people say, on your left, on your left.
Most people, but one time you're going to get a quiet.
Well, I always look before
quiet I quiet Susie. I'd be like, on your left. And Kirsten's going to be over there. There's some holes in this house in your earphones. You're not going to hear it.
I always look before I merge. I do, truly. Mm. I'm very careful about that because a lot of niggas don't say shit. They just roll up on you and then you be like, oh, hey. And then they speed pass.
Okay.
But I'll be fine. Okay.
Well, enjoy your new AirPod Pros.
I will. I bought a case for them today.
Good.
I'm excited. Good. They do feel nice.
I'm still boycotting them shits.
I know. But they're great. I hate
people love them.
They're really fucking convenient. Mm. Oh man, it's awesome. You don't have to worry about pulling out the wiry shit.
They should be giving them shits to us for free.
They should with for as much as you pay for a damn phone. They should come.
You mean these don't come with the $999 that I'm giving you?
I know that don't make no sense.
It doesn't make any sense.
No, but that's just fucking. How
I hate you so much right now. How's the song go? I hate you so much right now. Y'all should see me. I'm shaking my phone in the air.
She is. No, and then, yeah, of course, he made me breakfast. Mm-hmm. That was fun. Mm. And, yeah, that was about it. We really didn't do much. We had a very chill anniversary day.
That's good. Because it's
also not much to do. No. So, there's that. And then this weekend, we'll be doing some shopping and stuff. What are you doing? What is happening?
I'm just shaking this hair.
Okay. Yeah, this weekend, we'll be doing some shopping for him to go to school. So, he's excited. I'm excited for him.
Me three.
Yeah, his books have been coming in, and the boy has just been like a kid in the candy store. Just, he's like, all this. He said, I can't wait to learn all this. I said,
I wish I had that hunger to learn again.
Girl, he's so excited.
I miss that feeling. Maybe if I actually did start school again.
You might be. It depends on what you're learning.
No, I'm just too adamantly opposed to the student debt crisis. I can't get excited to learn anything with how much they charge. As someone who still
has student debt, I refuse to go back. I'm not paying for that shit.
Right.
And his ass is practically going to school for free. So there's that. I think it's a goddamn shame that your ass gets a Pell Grant, a Hope Career Grant, another.
That's awesome, though.
It's beautiful. But that's awesome that he took
the time to. That's the thing. A lot of people don't take the time to plan for and to look up all that they can use. So that's awesome.
Well, a lot of it I had to help him with. Because for one, y'all, Marlon is.
He's not American.
Right, he's not American. So a lot of the stuff he just doesn't understand or know.
Mm-hmm.
So I was telling him, when I realized, I went on the website and I saw that they had like a Hope Career Grant. If you take a course or you major in something that is like highly sought upon in Georgia, you get a grant. And I was like, shit.
That's awesome.
And then I started scrolling. I said, carpentry is on here.
Hold up.
For real?
I said,
yeah.
Okay.
Girl, babe, all you got to do, we got to sit down, do your FAFSA. And within a couple weeks, they had Pell Grant. He got the federal Pell Grant, which almost covers all of his tuition.
Yeah, that Pell Grant ain't no joke. Girl, don't get me started on the Pell Grant.
Bruh.
Don't get me started on the
Pell Grant. They be making that shit rain.
Niggas that I went to school with that got the Pell Grant was living life, okay?
Let that refund kick in. Let the refund kick in. Marlon, you could get a refund. He's like, you think so?
I'm surprised he didn't say, what's a refund?
No, he was like,
that's when you go to the parties on campus and all the drinks is on you. Refund check on that.
He was like, you think so? I said, they have almost 10 grand just for your room and board.
And nigga, you rooming with me?
What do you mean? I was like, so these bills is going to come in, right? I'm going to just need half.
I know that's right. I'm going
to just need half. He was like, I don't understand. They just going to give me the money back? I said, whatever they don't use, you get back.
Yes.
He was like, you're kidding. I said, no, I'm dead ass. I said, I'm dead ass. And your books only cost what? I think his books cost $400. They sectioned off almost $1,000 just for books.
Yes.
I said,
that's going to be a good refund check.
You're getting that back. The $8,500 for room and board. I don't know where the fuck that's going, but you're probably going to get quite a bit of that back too. He was like, for real? I said, yes. Yep. Don't try ass go do no crazy shit either.
Don't.
Please don't.
He ain't made the mistake yet.
No, but that's so it's going to happen. I know he going to pull up one day to that house with new rims on that damn truck.
Something.
I know it's coming. Because his ass been looking up rims since he bought the damn car.
Something.
So we going to see. You know, that's that new refund new student. Check.
Mm.
Bruh. I never got a damn refund check.
You know. I know if I didn't. I know your ass didn't. We would have had to declare to be independent.
Right. I couldn't
and
be
that was
nobody.
Too fucking much work. That you couldn't be on health insurance and shit.
Yeah, I
we looked
time.
Into it, though. My daddy was like, hold up now. He was like, we going to do this under your mama's name and under her. That didn't help.
Never mind.
That didn't help.
Yeah, my no. fast food. They saw that. I saw that fast food number. I said, oh, I ain't getting.
You qualify for the Parent Plus loan.
Right. I was like,
thank you.
The fuck? I was like, well, I said, well, I guess.
Thank you.
I said, well, I ain't going to get no refund. I used to hate it. Refund checks, people buying shit. They didn't need big ass TVs.
Should have been paying that. Should have been paying their rent.
Or paying their damn loans back down. Right then. That's all you had to do. Yeah. With the refund, just pay it back down. That way, when you get out of school, you won't have that much to pay back.
By junior, senior year, you hear people doing smart things.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, I got my refund check. I'm going to go ahead and put it towards X or
I put it towards this credit card I got.
First couple of years,
girl, they be blowing a bag every time. Be all up. I go to the mall today. I get some new clothes. I gotta. Thirsty Thursday is tomorrow. I got y'all. Don't even worry about it.
Right.
I got y'all. Thanks. Okay. Thanks. Just tell them put it on my tab. I said, I used to love when the refund check came. This dude I went to school with. He was the star football player.
Mm-hmm.
He should have went D1, but his grades was bad. So that's
I thought
why
Clark
he
was D1. D2. It's just not.
I think
you sure?
Division
They're
two.
Not in the MEAC?
Mm-mm. They're in the SEAC. SEAC, yeah.
SEAC ain't D1?
Okay, go ahead. He should have went D1, but because his grades wasn't that great, he was at Clark.
Mm.
Girl.
His grades must have been really bad then, because it don't take much.
It don't. But anywho, I still love you. You know who you are. This is my homie. Girl, they loved him so much at that damn school. This man was getting $15,000 refund checks.
That sounds illegal.
It is illegal. This is why I didn't say his name. But that man was getting $15,000 refund checks. Like, he was getting paid.
I was
like, are you fucking kidding me, bro?
See.
I said, that's a goddamn shame. And it was like, he didn't have to do shit.
He
like,
would have had to break me off something every semester.
So I wouldn't tell.
Or I would have been out here snitching.
Excuse me, Mr. NCAA. I'd like to report a case. Something smells a little fishy.
I'd like to report a case. But yeah, man, any college students or people going back, if you got a refund coming in, y'all, we know y'all going to do some dumb shit if it's your first or second round of a refund check. But we encourage you to actually put that money either back towards your student loans.
Or upcoming expenses.
Or any type of expenses you have. Because I tell you right now, student loans don't wait on nobody. Girl, they sent me an email before I even graduated and said, we see your graduation date is coming up. We just want to let you know. Right? I said, well, damn, I ain't even graduate yet. We just want to let you know that your first payment is due January 8th.
Mm, mm, mm.
And let me tell you something. Every month now, next payment due on the 8th. We just want you to know that. I was like, are you fucking kidding me, bro? They don't care. They don't wait. They don't wait. Mm-mm. So, y'all, do that. I will say I'm enjoying this interest forbearance. The 0% interest on all my student loans has been amazing.
Oh, during this
corona. I have paid it down so much. Now, if they just forgive the $10,000 that they're trying to do, I'd really be good.
That would be life-changing
for a lot of people. But you know they're trying to make it where they only want to give it to people that are having some type of financial hardship.
Nigga,
but
if I have a student loan, that is my financial hardship.
Bitch, are you kidding me? You got me paying $310 a month to y'all.
Bruh, it's ridiculous.
$310 a month. I said, okay, so if I pay off one of these student loans in full, does that mean I get it paid off quicker? No, ma'am. Your payment gets lower, but you're still going to have to pay until 2025. I said, oh, fuck this shit.
It's a mess. The whole system is so fucked.
They were like, oh, well, yeah, we only want to limit it to people in financial hardship. And they was like, the thing is, what y'all don't realize is majority of the people that y'all are talking about have student loans that are less than 10 grand already.
Yeah.
The people that have $30,000 and $40,000 loans are the people that are still working every day, paying their shit on time, trying to get y'all off their goddamn back.
Lord.
But y'all gonna say, oh, we only want to do it for people in financial hardship. Bitch, that 310 is a financial hardship. You know what I could do with an extra $300 a month in my pocket?
Bruh, lots of things. That's a car Live payment. My best that's life. Car insurance. That's savings. That's a credit card payment. That's all kinds of stuff.
That's $300. A few different bills. Like, come
right.
On.
I was gonna say that's cable and your phone bill. That's your lights and your water. That's a lot of different
it's
things.
A lot of shit. A lot of shit.
Four, five, people six, have, seven. I've heard upwards of $700
a month. A month for student loans.
That's a whole Lexus with a decent down payment.
Bitch, that's damn near a BMW if you get the 3 Series.
Shit.
That might be a little more than that.
It might be.
That might be the 5 Series, actually, by I 7. I mean,
depends on how much you're putting down, but... Mm. Yeah, but that's a luxury lot. Car.
That's a lot.
That's shit. The biggest rent.
I'm saying that's almost my damn mortgage. Okay, yeah. Like I just want him to forgive it. He might do it. He might do it because his ass is trying so hard to get reelected, and he's struggling it right now. He's struggling, poor fella.
Struggling.
But I just that $10,000 will make life 10 times easier. That would forgive at least 2.5 of my loans.
That's awesome.
I paid off one in full a while ago, but yeah, that would pay off about 2.5 of my loans. I only got about 17 grand left. I was at 30. So slowly but surely, but who child, I'm tired of paying that.
I understand.
Every now and then, if I get in a good groove, if I'm doing well financially, like I'm budgeting right, I'll pay it off once, like twice a month. Mm-hmm. But every now and then I'll be like, but you're going to have to wait. Have to wait. I can't do it this month. I can't.
I understand.
The struggle is real.
I'll see you when I see you.
Okay, look, just leave me. Look, I done paid one time this entire 5 years already. Just give me this break.
I understand.
Okay.
Lord.
Anyway, sorry y'all, that was a tangent.
No, but it's something everybody
you
can
gotta
relate
understand
to.
The struggle, honey. The struggle is real.
Yeah.
Hot topics. Do we want to talk about Cardi B and Meg to start it off with, since the video just dropped at midnight? We
of
can
course,
talk about
that's
it.
The hottest topic in the game right okay. now.
Your thoughts?
So the song is meh to me. It's mm-hmm. just okay. But the video takes it up a notch. That video is fucking iconic. It was literally the sexiest thing to drop in the last 10 years.
It is a very good video.
It I'll is. They look beautiful. Like, I mean... Damn, I was like, am I gay?
Am I gay?
Snakes, tigers, and lions. Oh my. I mean, it's just a lot. I loved it. And I listened to the song at first, like right after it dropped on my phone. And I was like, okay. But then I listened to it in the car today and I was like, okay, this is a little bit catchier in the car. But I don't know. I guess they're going to get this shit played on the radio using the wet ag gushy. But I don't know. I don't know how they're going to get that shit played on the radio.
It's not going to get played on the radio. It's not.
I
unless
don't know.
It's just going to be a boo and then the rest of the lyrics.
It's one of those. I was asking
what, it's
Tyrell.
Wet and gushy, right? That's what she
wet
said.
And, oh, yeah. She said wet and gushy.
Mm-hmm.
Which I, they may. They may. Not.
They'll probably bleep out the gushy part.
Or they're going to have to re-record it with something
completely different.
But then they got to keep the integrity of the WAP.
Yeah.
And so,
even wet and gushy is not the WAP. It's
right.
Wag.
It's WAG. And that doesn't have the same.
Uh-uh.
I don't want my shit to be called some WAG. She got that wig. I don't like that.
Okay.
But yeah.
I don't like that.
But yeah, the video is great, y'all. Other than, of course, what I know at least 25,000 other people agree with me on, Kylie Jenner, we could have done without.
It was random as hell. I was like, where the fuck did
well,
she come from?
Apparently her idea was just to have a bunch of like beautiful women. But the budget, she said, you know, we wanted more people, but the budget, she was on the Breakfast Club today talking about how they paid $100,000 in COVID tests alone for everybody that worked on
the video.
There
was a lot
video.
Of people in that damn video.
Yeah.
And the dancers
and
everything
you got,
else.
Like even the production people. Mm-hmm. So she said that took up $100,000 of the budget was COVID tests. So she was like, yeah, we wanted more people, but that budget, you know, that budget's a bitch. You know how Cardi is.
Yes.
But I was like, wow, you could have repurposed Kylie's budget. I mean, clearly.
For anybody.
Nearly 25,000 people have signed a petition in less than the 24 hours that the video has been out. To remove her from the video?
Her from the video. They sick of her ass. I think for me, it was like from behind, I was like, I already knew she was in it.
I was like, is that a motherfucking Kardashian?
I knew she was in it, but from the back, I was like, they got a tan. Girl. Like, she looked brown.
I knew it and from the walk.
I said, I knew that was her, but I was just kind of like, why is she in this video?
Right. Everyone else I was excited to see. When I saw Mulatto, I was in my bed. I was like,
right.
Of course, Normani, because I stand for Normani.
Who was the other person in the red? Was that Doja Cat?
No. No, there was somebody. Suki was in it too. Yes, the other brown skin girl. I saw her. And then there was somebody. Rosalita. She's like a Latin artist.
Oh.
The one with the braid hat looking.
Yeah.
That was the Rosalita girl. And then there also was a Ruby something girl.
Ruby Rose?
Yes.
Okay.
I think Ruby Rose was the name of the one other girl.
Okay. I was like, what the hell? I don't know. Kylie Jenner ruined it for me.
Yeah.
But, I mean, the video was nice. The video was nice, but I really didn't care for the song. I had tuned out of the song and was just watching the video because it was so well put together.
Yeah.
That was it.
I was hoping it was going to be something more upbeat.
This is how I felt about Hot Girl Summer.
And see, I liked Hot Girl Summer more than this. I hate Hot
Girl Summer. I hate them both. I don't hate. Let me not say hate. I strongly dislike them both. Hot Girl Summer, to me, should have been more of an anthem, and it wasn't.
It should have been more of an anthem, but it was still a good song. And she also
released it in October.
Yeah, that definitely impacted it. But you know I'm biased, because, you know, my ears got a little tickle for anything with Ty Dolla $ign. I know. So I was here for the hook.
I know. I was like, this could have been better. This could have been better.
I will say, for WAP, their bars are fire.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. They both rapped their ass off. Yes. There's no denying that.
Yes.
Choreography was on point. Everything was on point. I was like, look at them doing an 8 count. I'm like,
I can learn this shit.
I was like, I ain't mad at it.
Beyonce shit with Black is King right now. I'm telling you,
the Already video is some shit I'm still trying to figure out. Because that shit, it looks amazing, but.
That shit is complicated.
Yeah.
And the Already video is the one I feel like I can handle. I definitely don't feel like I can handle the Find Your Way Back. The way they had their bodies ticking, I was like, I can't do that shit. I
think that was editing.
Partially, but I still can't grasp it.
Same with the Already when they was, that was like, this is editing. Because it looked too perfect. Like, it was the part, it was right before she really started getting into it. They were in that little warehouse looking thing, and they was like, time already.
Oh, you think that? I think that was them.
I think they were doing this, but I think the editing made it more sharp. Emphasized. Yeah.
And the power. Oh, I want to learn
power
that
one. Power is such. Oh, I love the power video. That is my favorite video out of that whole thing. I love the power video. Which we haven't talked about Black is King, actually. No, we didn't. Because you hadn't watched it yet.
Well, we didn't talk about it in detail.
No, I literally said Deja hasn't watched Black is King yet, which is why we're not talking about it. And that was it.
It was amazing.
I thoroughly enjoyed it. It's a good movie. Tyrell was like,
ma'am.
girl,
I was emotional from the moment I pressed play.
Oh, Lord.
Just from the meaning of it all.
Oh, Lord.
And I knew it was going to be some bomb ass shit. Because she doesn't do anything subpar.
She doesn't.
So I was like, oh my God, okay, we're about to watch this fucking iconic thing on fucking Disney Plus with all these Black people paying homage to Africa. This is about to be amazing. And I was emotional through the whole thing, and it finally came out during Brown Skin Girls.
I was like, oh my God,
she's got these beautiful Black girls. There's so many. I was on the couch. He was like, why are you crying? There's Black girls that look like me that are going to be watching this and know they're beautiful. We didn't have this when we were kids. Okay? And he was like, okay. I was like, you don't understand.
Okay.
You don't understand.
It was Brown 12. I can't. That's funny. Brown Skin Girl video was cute. It was so cute.
It was.
Blue Ivy, honey, she did not come to play with y'all. And the power video, I was like, what the hell? I said, they got a mini Beyonce, because she really does look a lot like her mom. She's now.
She's so cute.
They gave that little baby hell when she was a baby.
They still do.
They still do. But she looks so much like her mom now.
I mean, either way, she's beautiful.
She's such a cutie pie.
She looks tall.
She probably is going to be tall, because Jay-Z is about, they both kind of tall. Yeah, yeah. She's tall for, what, a 6-year-old, 7?
She's,
She's at least seven now. 2012, I think.
She's getting up there.
Yeah, she's eight, but she's so cute. I was like, go ahead, Blue.
And the baby.
That boy looked just like his daddy. But yes. First of all, okay, yes. Hold on. They all looked the same as babies. Blue yes. Ivy, Sir, they all Rumi, looked they all like looked, triplets.
Yeah, they did.
But Sir is Jay-Z.
Yeah, he looks like his daddy. I said the same thing.
Oh, damn.
I was like, well, dad, damn.
Right.
But I was like, you know the part when she puts the...
This is a light-skinned Jay-Z, goddamn. Not a light-skinned. He was. That baby looks just like his daddy. There is no denying that that is Jay-Z's child, okay?
My only fault with the whole movie was when she did the Moses connection and she puts the baby in the basket and it like goes on that journey. I said, I was over there like, that baby dead. That baby is dead.
I was like, ain't no way in hell.
See how it went over that rock? All that water went in there. That baby dead. Tyrell was like, you have no faith. Ye of little faith.
Ye of little faith. That's funny. I can't. But yeah, it's such a cute. It's a really good short film. Like it's something I can watch multiple times.
I may watch it tonight. I mean, why not?
Go ahead, Blue. She had her little glass Thompson.
Girl.
I was like, okay.
She was the star.
They'll never take my power. I was like, oh shit.
Singing the words.
Girl.
That's right.
I said, you sing, Blue.
But yes, it was as iconic as I thought it was.
It was. Them babies. They not playing with y'all. Y'all ain't going to see Sir and Rumi till they teenagers at this point. Because you rarely see them. Blue was a lot more out there than they are. But I think that's from what happened with Blue.
She wasn't really out there at their age, though. We didn't start seeing her more until she was a toddler.
They toddlers.
Side note. Speaking of babies.
They like three.
They're not three.
They were born in 2017.
They're not three.
Deja, they are three.
They're not three. Look it up.
They may
be approaching two.
No. They're three.
I think they're... Let me see. No. They were not born in 2017 because...
They might be two. They're three. I knew I was right. They were born in 2017.
All right.
June 13th, 2017.
All right.
Excuse me. I know they was on tour and they was telling them babies happy birthday. So I remember.
Speaking of babies you never see.
Okay.
Justin Timberlake and.
They do got kids, huh?
They have. Well, okay. That's the story of the week. So they have a son, Silas. Silas is like five now. We've never seen his face. They'll post pictures, but it'll be like the back of his head or something. So we've never seen Silas's face. Nobody knew. Apparently, she just had a baby last week.
Jessica Biel?
Yes.
Really?
Apparently, she's been pregnant and just had another baby.
Oh, shit.
Like, nobody knew that she was pregnant. Nobody knew.
Did anybody find out?
Brian McKnight. It was rumors, apparently, and he, like, confirmed it last week. That was like, yeah, I'm wishing you congratulations.
Brian McKnight?
I think him and Justin are pretty good friends. Justin has a lot of weird people that, like, are really good friends.
Okay.
That he's really good friends with. It's kind of, I don't know, but... There's people that you expect, like him and Timbaland, of course, and then like him and Jimmy Fallon.
Mm-hmm.
But then, yeah, you find out some random people. You'd be like, damn. Like, he's good friends with Steph Curry, too. Like, they golf a lot together.
That is random, but okay. Yeah.
Good people. Yeah. People just gravitate to good people.
Okay.
And he's a good person.
Oh, geez.
So, but yeah, I was like, damn, now I gotta be a stepmama to two kids.
Ma'am.
This is shaping up to be a lot.
You know who else? This is solely random, but the other people's babies we don't see, Ryan Reynolds and Blake Lively. They got three babies and then nobody.
I don't see them kids.
You've never seen them kids.
I bet they're
she
cute.
She just had a baby, like either earlier this year or late last year. And they posted a picture of like the baby in the baby holder thing, but blankets. You couldn't see shit. Mm-hmm.
These people not playing.
Three girls. He said, I'm a girl dad. And he said, I love having girls. Aww. He's like, I don't even want a son, honestly. He's like, having girls is the best shit ever.
Aww. I was like, that means they're probably all daddy's girls.
More than likely. Mm-hmm. You know.
I would be a daddy's girl if Ryan Reynolds was my daddy.
He is a very funny man and he's also adorable to me.
He is.
Mm. Okay.
Yeah, these celebrities not playing with y'all.
No, because too many people get too critical. People be acting a plum fool. Like, nobody asks for your opinion on my baby.
Okay, and I wish more black people would be like Beyonce and Jay-Z. Because that's the whole...
What?
The media really ain't set up to cherish our children.
Oh, God, no. Mm, absolutely not. Mess,
but what else has been going on?
Oh, shit.
Uh-oh.
I didn't know this. E! News officially canceled after almost 30 years on the air due to COVID-19.
E! News?
Yeah, I never really watched E! News.
I was going to say, not Entertainment Tonight, but E! News. I don't watch E! Do you?
I used to. There was something that came on E! That I liked.
Every now and then I'll watch some Botched. It might have been some Magic
Johnson's son
and Botched. Oh, I think he did have a show on
there. Yeah, other than that, I don't really watch it.
Yeah, every now and then I'll tune into Botched and watch like 8 episodes in a row. But other than that, I don't watch the Kardashians. I think that's their most watched show, is Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
Yeah.
And I damn sure don't watch that.
I know. Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Oh, Oprah has purchased billboards around the state of Kentucky demanding justice for Breonna Taylor.
Why are you laughing?
Y'all, that's not funny, but Chance from I Love New York just popped up on my damn timeline, and I'm trying to figure out why.
Oh, my goodness. I did hear about Oprah. Love that. She also donated a bunch of money to something that has to do with Breonna Taylor as well. She's getting lit for this, and I appreciate it. I mean, I don't know what's taking so long, Bree.
They keep talking about this ongoing investigation, but it's like,
what the fuck are y'all investigating?
I know. Like, there's so many conflicting reports. Clearly, they lied to get to what they're doing. Like, it's that simple.
Arrest them on that. False police report? Yeah. Something. I don't know. Can you arrest the police for a false police report?
Hell yeah. Okay. They're not above the law. Well, they're not supposed to be.
I was
going to
say, but they are.
They're not supposed to be. They lied and said they had talked to the post office.
Oh, about yeah, I saw that. That was a couple drugs was weeks
supposedly
ago.
Like the man getting shit sent to her house or whatever, whatever. And I'm like, even the post office was like, we ain't talking to nobody. What are they talking about? You lied to the judge so the judge would sign off. And the judge has since come out and said that signing that warrant was the biggest regret of her life.
It should have been.
Because she's gone off of what they're telling her.
It's not her fault.
It's not her fault. But she said that's the biggest regret of her life. Like, she said she'll never forget what happened. She said, everything they told me gave probable cause to have a warrant. So why would I think otherwise? But that just goes to show. You sign Breonna's law into law. And then
hold them accountable.
You won't hold the people. You fired one of them.
And it has honestly nothing to do with Breonna Taylor. They tried to promote it like it did, but it had to do with multiple allegations of sexual assault on him. So do something.
I'm saying. Like,
I don't understand.
I don't get it. I don't get it. And I think one of the officers did try to pin it on the one they fired. It was like, yeah, he was really hyped up that day. And no, y'all went all into this y'all. Woman's house and just started shooting. And then you don't announce yourselves. Oh, we announced ourselves. No, you didn't. Multiple witnesses said they didn't know what the fuck was going on other
all they
than
heard was shooting.
Was gunshots. That's it. And then y'all recklessly did it. You shot into people's apartments that had kids. Come on.
They have no regard.
And then it comes out that the girl was alive.
Oh, yeah. That
after
was,
the fact.
That was crazy, too. And they did not.
Nobody tried to help her.
Call 911.
Nope. And then they left her in the apartment for like 12 plus hours. Mm-hmm. Going to tell her mom, oh, she's at the hospital.
No, she's not.
And then come to find out the girl was still in the damn apartment.
The whole
Are you
story
kidding me?
Is just a series of lies and clear neglect and no regard for her life or black people's lives
Anybody's.
In general.
Yeah, no.
And that's my thing. Arrest, neglect of the job. I don't know. What's the charge? I don't know what the charge can be. But it need to be charged with something. Something. Ideally murder.
Yeah, because that's what it was. And then, like, they asked him, well, did you know anyone? They asked her mom, did you know anyone that wanted to hurt her?
The police, clearly.
Y'all hurt her. What are you talking about? I really, really hope whoever this attorney, what's his name, Daniel Cameron or some shit, this black man in Kentucky that was busy getting engagement photos done and not arresting folk like he should be, they really got to do something about this. Yeah. They do. It's just unfortunate. It's really unfortunate.
It is.
What happened to her.
It is. On a lighter note, though, apparently Stedman did some interview talking about the identity that he has being outside of being Oprah's man. And
what identity is that?
That's what I tweeted. I was like, what identity?
identity is. Right. That didn't intrigue me enough to find out what that identity was. We only know
you because who you with.
And that's okay.
Right.
Because what they say, who you with, get crunk. And let me tell you, if anybody should get crunk, it ought to be you, Stedman.
You're basically married to a billionaire, sir.
Basically.
Shit. Y'all live together. She got a guest house with a garden and shit and 30,000 oak trees and shit. Bruh, I would be perfectly fine telling people, yeah.
I am Mr. Winfrey.
Right. That's it.
What else do you do? Fulfill Mrs. Winfrey's needs.
Right. That is all.
I live my life to serve her.
Essentially. She don't do shit else. Like, what do you do, Stedman? What other identity is there?
Stedman said, I'm trying to tell y'all, but you won't listen.
Well, I don't care enough to listen. Sorry.
What else has been going on?
Week? So Chance from I Love New York, if y'all remember, this is going to show y'all's age. If you don't remember, you're too young to be listening to this damn podcast.
That's not true. We'll take all listeners.
I'm playing. But
it's probably on Hulu.
I Love New York. From the original HBIC New York.
Yes. Tiffany Pollock.
From the Flavor of Love. Him and his brother, Real, who has since passed.
I was going to say, he passed away, right?
Yeah, he had cancer. Unfortunately, he got really sick really fast.
Yeah.
Chance, who was the wild child of the two, has a dating show coming to VH1. And it is called, just guess.
Well, he had the Real Chance at Love.
They did have Real Chance of Love. Mm-hmm. But guess what Chance's dating show is going to be called?
I can't.
One More Chance.
here's my thing.
Well, but hold on. Both of their asses had gorgeous hair.
They were
beautiful hair. Yeah. Chance kept his cut, but Real's hair was fabulous. Woo child.
But don't let that distract y'all that we're not supposed to be watching Viacom channels. And y'all been watching that No Limit documentary.
I haven't watched it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. This is why Nick Cannon is depressed. Because don't nobody have his back. That's the problem. Okay.
I can't.
All right. Anyway.
Oh, gosh.
VH1, I go back and forth with them. Because they keep a check in a nigga's pocket.
They do.
But they be doing it while making that nigga look a damn fool.
Oh, 100%. Chance is wild, but I'm probably going to watch this shit.
I can't with you.
I am. I'm not going to lie. First of all, Chance was hella entertaining.
He was.
And just for him to be coming back.
Did he ever win a season?
Uh-uh.
I don't remember.
Him and his brother got very close to the end with New York. And then they had their own show. And I think they ended up choosing people. I think one time he told everybody, nah.
Yeah.
Because they were all into his brother or something. I can't remember. It was wild. But such a good time. Yeah. But I remember her mom loved Real. Loved his brother.
Okay.
She thought he was just so polite and so handsome and gorgeous. They're both attractive, but like Real's hair, I'm not, y'all.
See, you don't watch Real Housewives of Potomac. Oh, we were literally just talking about them, but there's a character on Real Housewives of Potomac. Her name is Candace, and her mother is like one of the big, she's like the Mama Joyce of that franchise, mm-hmm. right? Candace's mom reminds me of Tiffany Pollard.
Oh.
And if anybody else who watches Real Housewives of Potomac and knows New York, please write in and let me know that I'm not crazy. Tweet me something, because every time that woman comes on screen, I think, damn, she reminds me of Tiffany Pollard. And Kirsten doesn't watch Real Housewives.
I don't. I'm sorry.
Damn. Well,
because New York's mama used to get on my goddamn nerves. That lady was crazy. She still is, though.
They both were crazy. I told you I went back and started watching Flavor of Love from season one.
No.
Yeah, it's on Hulu.
Oh, is it?
It's on Hulu. Girl, that
disgusts me that woman was kissing Flavor Flav, but that's neither here nor there.
Doing the most, too. Doing the most for Flavor Flav. And it's hilarious. It. Let me tell you, it's like fine wine, Kirsten. It's gotten only better with time.
It's like, ugh.
Go back and watch it. It's
going to kiss that old ugly man.
The weaves, the wigs, and the outfits.
Oh, I done seen some throwbacks of the wigs. I was like, ooh, these was bad. Honey.
Girl, it was so bad. Funny. And from the moment the show
Because Delicious
started,
was on Flavor of Love too, wasn't she?
Two. That's the second season. Okay. She won the second season. She beat Tiffany
remember.
The second season.
Yeah,
that's
I remember.
Tiffany was like, you know what?
I'm cool. I'm done. And next thing you know, her ass had her own dating show.
That woman was by far the smartest in the house from day one. From day one, you got to go back and watch, because she wasn't, as the show starts, you kind of think she's not one of the ones that the producers like were really pushing at first.
Yeah.
But because she started off rip, not fucking with nobody.
She didn't.
And being extra with Flav, but like extra smooth. Mm-hmm. Like, I just like to keep my man happy. And you got to go back and watch it. Like,
y'all.
You start to see.
I love New York. I really do. She cracks me up.
A mess.
She got her own little show now on YouTube for VH1, Breakfast at Tiffany's.
A mess.
She's still the same woman.
She is
the same. She has not changed one bit. And I love it. I love it. Lord, Flavor of Love. Ooh, good times.
Good times.
Good times, because it was Flavor of Love, I Love New York, Real Chance of Love, and then Ray J's show. What was Ray J's show?
Oh, man. What was the name of that show?
For the Love of Ray J, wasn't
yep,
it?
Yep.
Y'all.
Yep.
All them little dating shows back then. I used to be in front of the TV like,
Does Hoop still date Shaq?
No, they broke up a long time ago.
She...
What?
Because it was crazy. Like, she was the chillest person, and she ended up winning the first season, and it was like, why the fuck would you want to be with Flavor Flav?
And she's gorgeous.
And then when she started dating Shaq, it was like, why the fuck would you want? And so it was just like, wow, you really don't care about looks, girl. Like, no. This is genuine.
Yeah. Because she looked like his child. Every time they stood next to each other, she looked like his child. And Shaq was feeling her. He used to shout her out on national TV and everything. There go my girl Nikki. I think that was the name. There go my girl Nikki, y'all. Look. There she goes.
You know, Delicious is married to
Raymond Santana.
Yes. Uh-huh. It's just a weird world out there.
So weird.
The whole VH1 stratosphere is fucking
They
weird.
Never really go. They never really leave. They always find a way back to VH1.
That's true. That y'all is 100% true.
Always find their way back. Yeah, Delicious is married to Raymond Santana, which was so random.
I was like, dumb. How the fuck did she date Rick Ross for a while? I don't know why I'm thinking that. I may have made that up.
I don't
up.
Know. Maybe.
I don't know. I may have made that up. But that's a segue into the verses. Did you watch it?
I did not. I missed it.
I watched In and Out. Them niggas was kind of...
I saw there were strippers or twerkers.
Yes, 2 Chainz brought out masks strippers on. For bands to make her dance.
Ah, okay. Yes. With masks on.
They way had props.
Way to be health conscious, 2 Chainz.
I'm pretty sure they were here in Atlanta. They may have said that, but I was likely in and out of watching TV. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so it started off, and that's why I kind of got distracted and just kind of, it was on in the background, but they were really low key and kind of boring, just low energy. But then it got hyper later on. Apparently people feel like Rick Ross won.
I heard that a lot of people thought Rick Ross would win anyway.
But I feel like the entire city of Atlanta feels otherwise. And I think we may be the only ones in the country that probably feel otherwise.
I mean, Atlanta sticks to their own.
Okay.
They do. We don't give a fuck if you live here or not, Rick Ross.
Right.
But we stick with our born and bred right here in the A.
All righty. You better say that. But yes, 2 Chainz at one point brought out strippers, throwing money, one light, one dark. You know?
Yeah, I did see that.
Rick All Ross flavors. Took his shirt off at one point. Wow. And ended. I think he had to start off probably for like a solid hour. Mm. He brought this one girl out for one song. She was just giving him a massage. She was, girl.
That is such a Rick Ross move. Hey, come on. You just going to give me a massage for this song.
Girl, so for a person like me that wasn't paying attention, I would randomly look down at my phone like, what is going on?
That would be me. Yeah.
Uh-huh. What is going on? But yes, apparently people really enjoyed it. I don't know how many viewers it ended up having.
Who knows?
Timbaland was there also.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Is he in Atlanta?
No, he flew because he posted a picture today of him and his wife getting back on their private jet. And probably going back to LA.
There's okay. I mean, if you fly private, go wherever fuck you want to go.
I always and Timbo, fly private. You got it.
We know
you do.
Yeah. Mm. Speaking of traveling, all y'all asses that's out here just in and out of states, in and out of countries. Well, all y'all asses is going to Mexico at the moment.
Well,
because Tulum done blew up.
Tulum is having the best year ever.
Tulum is making bank right now. Tulum is getting paid. They are welcoming all visitors. Come on in, be one with nature.
And everybody that goes, it's actually safer than the U.S.
Yeah, that's not or the it's really safer than like Cancun. It's like, oh, okay.
Y'all need to be at home.
Ain't nobody gonna be at home. First of all, you can't get me to fly on in a plane in a mask. The air is already stuffy, low key.
I can definitely fly to Tulum in a mask.
After I mean, Tulum, yeah.
That shit is starting to get comfortable.
The mask?
Yeah.
Really? I don't know. I'm not starting to get
comfortable. I was very content while getting my hair done today.
Really?
I was under the dryer and everything.
When I got my hair done this time, it wasn't that bad. I was like, oh, this is doable. But it was only like 4 hours.
I'm finally getting used to my own breath. Like, I can't. When they say 21 days makes a habit, they lied. It really takes about 3 months, and I'm past that now.
3 months? I can't. No. To all y'all that Jamaica, whose cases have skyrocketed now, thank you.
I didn't know Jamaica opened back up.
Jamaica been open, girl.
No, because at first it was like they were closed, and then when they opened, they were like, you have to stay for 14 days.
No, you still do. Oh, but okay. They open.
Okay.
You could go, but your ass gonna be kicking it for at least
14 days
or three, if you at least 3 weeks, so that way you can actually go somewhere.
Yeah,
but yeah, Jamaica been open, but their cases have still skyrocketed. I mean, people come, they might have a low temperature, they may be asymptomatic. There's no way of telling. True. That's the thing
about this whole virus. It's like, I get people are like, you just do what you're comfortable with. You let me do what I'm comfortable with. But it's like, that's not how this virus works, and that's why it's not going anywhere in our country, because we can't have a communal
agreement. To be on the same page.
Nobody.
And it's turned extremely political. Now, but even aside from the politics,
even just looking like at people talking, nobody in the same household, I feel like. My household is good, but it's just like people can't.
People don't want to sit still.
People have this thing that's like, well, I'm okay. Mm-hmm. And yes, you might be very well okay, but the way that it spreads,
yeah.
So if you put yourself at high risk, you put literally anybody in your immediate stratosphere at high risk. Mm-hmm. And that's the thing that's just like, just sit down.
Yeah.
I get it. Y'all, of all people, me.
Yeah, because Deja don't like to sit still.
At all.
Ever. Deja always trying to go somewhere. At all times. Deja, what you doing this weekend? I don't know, but I'm going to find something to
something.
Do.
Something.
Yes. Yes.
Y'all, I understand, but it's bigger than just, oh, I gotta get away. Like, it's bigger. If we just sat the fuck down for a month.
You'd be surprised what things do.
But it's like people want to be like, oh, I'm being driven crazy. I gotta go somewhere now. And it's like, you going somewhere is now extending us being driven crazy for a whole another 2 months. Thanks. Yeah.
I mean, thanks, y'all. I'm saying thanks. And at the same time, I gotta work from home till next year. I'm not mad at that. But
I'm
still,
not mad at that. But I'm ready to party with people.
Yeah, I really do miss L Bar.
Okay. I'm truly ready to like be able to go to restaurants and just live and drink, and I'm ready to hug people. I miss hugging people.
Oh, y'all. You hurting Deja's feelings.
I do. I miss the airport. I miss waiting in line for security.
I can't. Just ready to go somewhere. I can't. Yeah, man. It's going to be interesting. They said, I think, who was it? I think it was Southwest. They said that they don't predict.
Southwest said, fuck y'all niggas. We not sanitizing seatbelts and armrests anymore.
But I think they said they don't see business travel or something getting back for another 5 years.
Business travel may never be like what it was. Oh, by the time business travel gets back to normal, we'll be teleporting. Yeah. Because these companies are going to be like, look, we handled XYZ virtually.
We ain't got to go nowhere. Yeah. We're going to have a virtual conference. Yep, virtual. Always. Yeah.
It may right after spike, because it's going to be this whole, we want to gather. We want to get people together. Mm-hmm. But after that, they're going to be like, oh, hell no.
You know how much money we save? Right. You know how much money we save because of y'all not going nowhere? Yeah. It's going to be interesting to see what happens, truly. I mean, for my job, I don't have to go anywhere now. But just
my job is supposed to be travel.
It is it?
My new role.
Oh, really? You're supposed to go to the West Coast a lot?
No. Well, to visit the people that I talk to.
Oh,
it's supposed to be travel-based. Go and interview them and meet them face-to-face. But I don't think it'll ever be, because it's highly possible to do it all virtual.
Yeah, you don't really need to go. You can meet them via FaceTime.
Yeah.
Hey, so good to meet you. Yeah. That's it. That's simple. So that'll be interesting to see what happens with travel. Travel is going to be totally different when all this is over. Yeah. I truly do see that.
And hopefully for the better.
Yeah. With
the cleanliness.
Because that was my worst thing about a plane. Just dirty as hell.
Just dirty.
Dirty. Trash still in there. People just don't know personal space. The person next to you snoring and shit. Ugh.
Picking their nose.
All of it. Kids and shit everywhere. It's just a mess. Anywho, honestly, there hasn't been much going on this week, if I'm not.
I feel like we just talked about a lot.
We did.
So, before we move on, I'd love to just do a pause for the people of Beirut.
Yes, that video is wild. Did you see the one with the bride?
Yeah.
Wild. I just want to know what the hell happened.
We're about to find out. I mean, they're leaning towards an accident, but
that's wild. The before and after pictures, the building was gone.
The whole bay it's on is gone.
Gone. I was like, what the hell?
And I didn't realize that Beirut was already in such political strife. I didn't know
that either.
I mean, y'all, I follow Al Jazeera English on Twitter so that I can kind of keep up with what's going on in places that American media doesn't cover.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I learned a lot just from the explosion, reading articles about like the political strife they're in and how the inflation has been so awful. They're literally like a mini Venezuela, or maybe not even a mini. They're very much like Venezuela, where the economy was so bad before Corona, mm-hmm. and then that's now, of course, not happening. And then you have this explosion, which is displacing thousands of people.
Yeah,
it's crazy. So y'all,
it's a lot.
Keep them in your prayers.
Yeah, it's unfortunate what's going on over there.
I do have, really quickly, bear with me, I can pull it up, but my company sent out a couple of resources if you're interested in contributing to the people of Beirut. There's, of course, a Lebanese Red Cross.
Mm-hmm.
Pause. I don't donate to the Red Cross unless it's my physical blood. But, I mean, I understand because Beirut, Red Cross...
Yeah,
is a hot ass bureaucracy of a nonprofit. There's also International Medical Corps, is an organization that you can look into that I believe sends people to natural disaster places to help. And then you also Donner Sang Computer Collect. Hold on. Dang it. If y'all follow me on Twitter, I'll tweet these out because I got to click on them. I'm not sure what this link means, but at soup underscore of the underscore Deja, D-E-J-A. Follow me on Twitter and I'll tweet these out. All right.
Okay. Would we like to get into the work playlist?
Si, senorita.
Okay.
We already talked about WAP. Mm-hmm. Of course, the biggest release of this week.
Yeah.
For me, not too much else new music. Mm-hmm. Cause I feel like I talked about that last week.
Yeah.
One thing I did spend time listening to this week and I felt so old. Spotify curated a TikTok playlist. So it's like the songs that
are popular on TikTok. Oh
yeah.
Lord.
So I've been listening to the Sexy Song by Joville. You can do anything you want when you sexy. I'm listening to that. Also been listening to the song that's like get that head, get that bread, then leave. It's called you haven't heard that, Kirsten?
No.
All right, I'll play a little bit of that.
Okay. Maybe I have.
Why your face so ugly? Like club guards say, throw that ass, poke it out. I ain't gay, but I let a bitch eat me out.
Oh.
Yeah, bad bitch, and my bitches too. Take all these niggas' money, what we finsta do? Then leave, get that bread, get that head, then leave.
All right.
Okay.
So, yeah, I've been listening to that. It's by Beat King featuring Queendom Come. Not Kingdom Come.
Queendom Come.
Queendom Come. That's right. I went down a 2 Chainz rabbit hole in preparation for the verses earlier this week. So I literally listened to True Religion. I listened to Pretty Girls Like Trap Music based on a true story. That was fun. Love you, Uncle Chainz. Yeah, and then of course after I watched Black is King, I went back and I've been listening to the Gift on repeat, just because it was like
I mean, it's a good, the Gift curated, like condensed, is way better than the original.
Yeah.
I love the new deluxe, even though it's shorter.
And then I will give y'all a review on Victoria Monet's album on the next episode. It literally just dropped today and I haven't had a chance to listen to it all, but based on the songs that I have heard off of this album, Ask Like That, Experience, Dive, Moment, I love all of those songs. So I'm sure the other six or seven that are on there, I will also love.
Okay. So for me, y'all know during the week I really don't listen to a whole lot of music.
Any new podcasts you'd like to share?
Yes, actually.
Did we talk about the Michelle Obama podcast?
I think we mentioned it, but we didn't really talk about
it.
Have
you listened to it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, me too.
I like it. It's good.
Me too. I mean, but it's very, Michelle Obama.
It's Michelle. How can you, know?
She doesn't do anything, again, like Beyonce, subpar.
Essentially.
But go ahead.
I don't know if I mentioned this. I've been listening to, if you've ever watched The Wire, if you haven't watched The Wire, there's a podcast about it with Van Lathan and Jemele Hill.
How many podcasts Van Lathan got?
Two.
Okay, so he has a Wire podcast. He has...
And Higher Learning with Rachel Lindsay.
Good Lord.
He doesn't
have one by himself, too?
Oh, yes, and then he has the Red Pill podcast. I don't listen to that one. But I did the Wire. It's called The Wire, Way Down in the Hole with Van Lathan and Jemele Hill. If you're a fan of The Wire, such as myself, it's a very good podcast to listen to. They basically break down each episode. They do deep dives into characters. A lot of people in America, The Wire is where they first meet Idris, the sexiness that is Idris Elba. He played Stringer Bell in The Wire. and, he's being Idris. What else have I been listening to? I'm heavy into real estate right now, so I've been listening to the Bigger Pockets podcast.
Mm-hmm. What's that?
Bigger Pockets is basically a real estate social networking site.
Okay.
And one of the guys on there, he's like the vice president of content or whatever, but he's also a really big real estate investor. Mm-hmm. Him and this other guy have a podcast where they talk about different real estate strategies, but they interview a lot of different real estate investors to find out kind of how they've got to where they are. Like, they had this one guy, he's like 60 plus years old, but he's so sweet. And he was basically talking about how he only owns property in Tuscaloosa, Alabama. Excuse me.
Coronavirus. No.
I've been talking a lot. That's
I understand. Oh, I understand, especially on a Friday.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
So he owns 100 plus units in Tuscaloosa. And he talks about how he amassed this whole empire when he was 29. He started when he was 29. And he used to have a construction business, all types of shit. Mm-hmm. But it's a really good podcast to listen to.
Nice.
And then I have also been listening to The Lion King Gift on Deluxe. It's my bike riding soundtrack.
Okay.
It is that already in what Power, both of them be getting me. I'd be like, let's do it. Yeah, I'd be in the zone. That's how I did almost 11 miles and nonstop. I was like, go me.
Wait, 11 miles one way?
So no,
22 miles total.
Hell no.
I was gonna say that's awesome.
I'm not there yet. Close, but not there yet. No, I did like 5.5, almost 6 going and then coming back.
Nice.
Yeah, I stopped at like the little rest area or like gym area they have on the trail. It's a ways down. Mm. I stopped there and then came back.
Okay.
But I was getting it. I was like, whoo. And then today I brought some pre-workout. So tomorrow, don't fuck with me, okay?
Oh,
I'm ready.
Shit.
I can't wait. I told Marlon, I was like,
because
he did a 50-mile ride
last Sunday.
And he was like, I was so tired. I said, you need that pre-workout.
That nigga need to be careful riding out west 50 miles.
Oh, he wasn't alone.
Okay, good.
It was a group. It was him and like 4 other people. So he was fine.
Black people don't need to be on that trail by themselves once they get to Paulding County.
He wasn't alone. It was him and his cousins and then a few of their friends.
Good.
But yeah, so I got some pre-workout and some BCAAs for my recovery during my ride.
What's BCAA?
It basically helps with, you put it in your water.
Okay.
And as you're working out, you drink it while you're working out, so it helps with recovery. It gives you a little more endurance. Mm-hmm. It helps you just keep going. Pre-workout is the shit you drink before you even get started, so that way you have the energy and the get up and go. But BCAAs mm-hmm. are basically for recovery, so that way you drink it while you're working out or doing some type of strenuous activity, so that way the next day you don't feel as, like, sore or just got worn you. Out.
So it feeds into your muscles?
Yeah, got like you. It helps with all that good stuff. So, yeah, that's all I've got. Do you have a clap back?
I do.
Okay.
I do. I'm actually pulling it up now. And this is for when you are interacting with someone that, how can I describe the situation? I hope I haven't talked about this. I guess that someone that's being needy and contacting you multiple times about a request, mm-hmm. but there hasn't been a respectful period of time. Sorry, yo. Allotted for you to actually fulfill their request.
That's the worst.
So, for example, if you've been receiving emails, 3 or 4 emails in one day someone, or within maybe even 2 days from someone, and they're like, "Hey, have you done this, or have you had a chance to look this up for me?"
That's irritating.
So letting people know, my biggest thing when it comes to that is being able to respectfully articulate that I am, especially for this instance, at least for me. I am not your employee.
I don't work for you.
I am assisting you. Mm-hmm. Yes, we are working together on this project, mm-hmm. but I'm this isn't going to go down. Like, mm-hmm. you need to establish that if you're irritated by how they're interacting with you and constantly, you know, requesting immediate mm-hmm. action, and that's not really your role. Also, if you've set up already check-in points for mm-hmm. you guys to have kind of due dates to mm-hmm. have things by. Mm-hmm. So that's what I was dealing with this week. And I just had to basically say, let them know, I will when I complete this, I will let you know.
Yeah, I've had to do that.
I look forward to completing this for you. Mm-hmm. I will let you know when mm-hmm. it's done, mm-hmm. okay? Because they kept coming back.
Yeah.
And you know
no patience.
I don't tolerate that shit.
Yeah, yeah.
Especially, I'm just going to add the cherry on top for my situation. They've been running late on their end of stuff.
Oh, well then no. Hell no. I'll get to it when I get to it. No. Absolutely not. Don't rush me now.
Another way to articulate that is just letting you know, re-emphasizing the timeline or the due dates that you have set up. Mm-hmm. So please refer to the timeline that we reviewed on our call mm-hmm. or in our email. Mm-hmm. Maybe you can re-input it in there for them. Mm-hmm. We will review this at X due date or at next scheduled call, whatever the case may be. Don't let people bully you into working on their schedule.
Okay.
You got to be productive for you.
Because let me tell you something. I have been off for 2 days, and let me tell you, people won't leave me the fuck alone. Won't leave me alone. And I'm like,
I am off.
I'm looking at my phone. I'm
can
like,
this
why
not wait?
Are y'all texting me? Why are you, what is it? And then, I didn't realize you were off. I told y'all asses I was off a week and a half ago. I told
you better
I was
than me.
Or people that, that I partner with, our company partners with that call. One lady called me two, three times, told me her side of the story, come to find out. She was the one that was in the wrong.
Oh,
and I'm
Lord.
Like, oh, hell no. Nah. We ain't crediting you back shit.
Oh, Lord.
No, I'm not. No. I said, no, can't do that. Well, I wish you would have talked. Excuse me? Mm. You really ain't about to get nothing now.
Right.
You really not. I literally went to our supporter and was like, hey, if she calls you, no. She cannot get a credit for shit because it's her fault. You don't get to be a bitch and be rude to people that are trying to help you.
Child.
And then expect a credit back. Well, who do I need to call? Because I really feel like, no.
Me.
No.
You can call me.
You can't.
But don't.
Here's my thing. You can't be discriminatory just because somebody look better than you, essentially.
Oh, no.
Don't be discriminatory because someone looks a certain way and you're like, oh, well, they can't do this for me because they're not wearing the right stuff. Ma'am.
What?
Are you kidding me?
Oh, my.
Girl, I'll tell you when we get off mic. Okay. It was a hot ass mess. But do you have a tip of the week?
Oh, no.
I don't know why I even
asked. No, I can't. It's just funny to see Kirsten's reaction nowadays when I'm like, mm-mm. I don't
even know why I ask at this point.
I don't know. I actually do have a tip of the week, and it kind of goes back to what we were talking about in regards to Corona, because as things are not changing.
No.
And as we were just talking about how, you know, people are doing their own thing. If you are in a relationship, communicate what y'all's expectations are in regards to this virus.
Oh, yeah.
Because I do know people that have had attitudes or, you know, have heard stories of people that are like, well, they did this and it really made me mad. Like, I wasn't comfortable with them doing that. Now I'm exposed or now at this. So really, especially if you're in a relationship with someone and if you live together, like double, but if you're going to be spending time with that person regularly, whether or not you live together.
You need to know what the hell they be doing too. Y'all gotta communicate your expectations.
Yep. 100% And that'll really help, I think, through this. And it also, if you're someone that has like more secure, like mindset, not secure, that's not the word, but if you're someone that's more leaning towards really sheltering in place and not being out as much, you letting them know, you know, being open about how you feel can maybe influence them, you know, to do more of it because they may be thinking, well, I'm just living my life. I'm sure they are too. Right. But you to keep yourself safe, it's kind of like a sexual status, honestly. Like it's something y'all really do need to communicate with so that you have an understanding
ahead of time before some shit goes down and then you pissed off.
And letting them know too. I mean, of course, me and Tyrell are like this, but even with like my mom, because I see my mom regularly during all of this, and so we communicate about what we are doing and we let each other know what we're not comfortable with. Like I went to Nashville to visit my friend and my mom, I had my mom real on the edge.
You gonna do what?
She was kind of like, okay, who all's gonna be there? How many people? What y'all doing? Da, da, da. And I was reaffirming her, and I went and got tested before and after my trip. But she was like, all right, I'm gonna quarantine from you for 3 days after you get back. And I was like, that's fair. Right, I understand.
Yeah.
But be open and honest, and don't be afraid to talk about that for your safety. Because again, y'all, this it's no joke.
Yeah, it really is.
It's no joke. Mm-mm. So that's all.
All right. That was a very good tip. I like it.
You're welcome.
We should start calling that just the tip.
Ooh. Put it on the tip. Pow. The
tip. It's time for
what
just
Cardi
the
B
tip.
Said she wanted in thing-a-lang-lang in the back of my throat.
Oh, yeah. It was a lot. It was a lot.
What's the thing-a-lang-lang in the back of your throat?
The little, the thing that dangles. I forgot what it's called.
I don't have one.
Well, first of all, yes, you do. I'm looking at it.
Okay. When she first started to say that line... You're laughing at me, but when she first started to say that line and she said the thang-a-ling-a-ling that dangles, I thought she was talking about the clit at first.
Ma'am.
She said in the back of my throat, and I was like, oh, no.
Never mind.
Because she said, I want you to put it on the thang-a-ling-a-ling that dangles. And I was like, oh, yeah, that one.
Okay.
I was like, oh, no, in the back of your throat. Ugh, okay. That too.
Anyway, bye. We'll talk to y'all next week. Goodbye.
Bye, everybody.
I can't.